Igor, pass me the nitrogen sulfate.
Yes, master.
Yes, that's bubbling well. Now, pass me the iodine and the magnesium hypochlorite.
Yes, master.
Excellent. And finally, a little zinc sulfate and 10 grams of calcium nitrate.
Are you making another bomb to destroy the world, master?
No, I'm making the baby's bottle and I've run out of powdered milk.
With Peter Moss and the Hudliners.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Gaza does for in-flight entertainment. And I see there's a new powdered baby milk formula in the shops this week. So those are good, yes. It allows you to pick the sex of your baby after it's born. Oh, and a former Tory party treasurer says the Conservatives ought to publish a list of everyone who gives them more than 25,000 quid. But there's one already. It's called the New Year's Honours, you know. How did satire creep into the show there, folks? But what about all those nine-year-olds cycling around with condoms on their bonces, eh? I don't know. Mention safe cycling to kids and it goes right over their heads. It really... This week, too, the government was asked to allow gay sex in prison cells. Blimey, as if Steve McDonald hasn't already got enough to worry about. Did you see that Uri Geller has designed a range of psychic T-shirts? Yeah, I've got one. It arrived 3 days before I sent the check. I think so. And a new report out this week claims that one in three cowboys was a transvestite. No wonder they were so fond of chaps. I see the controller of BBC One has won an award for the way he's improved the network. Blimey, all that just for getting rid of Anne and Nick, I asked you, eh? Or did you read that Chris Evans is to pose nude for a magazine? Yes, apparently it's an advert for Swan Vesta, you know. He's red-headed, but don't worry about it. I see a man had to abandon a planned 130-mile canal cruise in a bright yellow skip after just one night. Apparently he woke up in the morning and found he was surrounded by two bikes, three mattresses and an old cooker. More crime news. 200 Wonder Bras have disappeared from a factory in Wales. The thieves lifted them, then separated.
Yes, I think so.
Sad story now. That woman in Texas who stole a man's false leg and then demanded that he married her. She must have thought he was a pushover. And finally, you'll like this one, you'll like this one. I like it, and I've read it before, this one. The silliest story of the week. A vicar who caught a woman dipping her left boob in his font when she thought no one was looking, called it despicable, which upset her, really. She wanted to christen it Shirley.
Oh, no, get off me! Not the custard, no!
Oh, John!
What is it, Norma?
You've taken the duvet off me again. All this tossing and turning every night.
Oh, I'm sorry, beloved.
Honestly, John Major, you're quite the biggest tosser I've ever come across.
Oh, well, I might as well get up now. I'll never get to sleep again. I've got so much to worry about.
Yes, well, I'll be glad in a few months' time when you can leave Mr. Blair to worry about everything.
What?
Well, you may as well face it, beloved. You've got as much chance of winning the next election as Mawinnie has of getting on Mastermind.
Who is it?
Hello? Who's there?
Oh, for heaven's sake, who the hell is it? Mawinnie.
That's it. It was on the tip of my tongue. There. You see it? Next to the bit of letters.
Yes.
Norman, how are you? Still wearing the ladies' clothes, I see. Still, my own mother was the same, and it never did him any harm.
You'd better come in, my Winnie. Norma and I were just reviewing the situation.
Ah, like in the musical now. What was it?
Oliver.
That's the fella. West Side Pacific, yes. Oh, I love that. Where the nuns smuggle the children over the Alps and end up marrying seven dwarfs. Or something. God, I love that Lionel Blair. Such a talented man for someone with no talent at all.
Could we get on, do you think?
I don't see why not, as long as we respect each other's feelings.
Could we get on with what you've come to say?
Oh, yes. I thought I'd give you an update on the European situation. This beef crisis is going to win you the next election, John, and no mistake.
Are you sure?
As sure as my name's... What was it again now?
So you think I'm onto a winner?
That's right, no doubt about it. Or do I mean loser? Still, there's not a lot of difference.
Loser is more like it. And now, on top of everything else, there's this baby milk thing.
Yes, it's a godsend, isn't it?
A godsend?
That's right. You see, we feed all the poison milk to the mad cows and kill off two birds with one stone. Do you know what makes me sick?
What?
Eating seven packets of pork scratchings and a pint of Guinness.
But Winnie...
Yes, sir.
Get out!
Sir.
Well, at least he thinks he... At least...
Slowly, beloved.
I've only got a short leash. There we are. At least he thinks I can still win the election.
Yes, no wonder you're worried.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, give us a kiss, Norma, you great throbbing sex machine.
Clark!
Oh, God, I've not seen a wincey at Liberty bodies like that since I used to flick through me Granny Kay's catalogue. Come here.
Do you think we could get down to business?
Any time you say, babe.
Put her down, Clark.
Oh, curse is discovered. Quick, Norma, into the wardrobe.
I want a word with you, Clark. Is the economy going to come to life before the election?
No prob, PM. It's a bit like Norma, you see. Calm and unruffled on the surface, but underneath just waiting to explode into life.
And like Norma, it's quite likely to turn round and clobber you where it hurts.
God, I love her when she's angry, don't you?
I love her all the time.
Oh, John.
Oh, puke.
What I want to know is, if we're doing so well, why are we only 19th in the World Economic League table?
19 out of 329 isn't bad.
Well, we were 15th last year.
Yeah, well, I suspect the British economy is even more like Norma than I even suspected.
In what way?
If you want it to perform, you need to treat it right. Yeah.
And?
Neither of us has got a clue how to do it, have we?
Sooty. Hello, sweet. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Mr. Corbett.
Now, you might have heard already, but I've sold you all for $1.4 million, and I'm going to retire next year.
Oh.
But I've managed to find a replacement who I'm sure you'll like.
But no one can replace you, Mr. Corbett.
But your new friend is excellent at doing tricks with a glove and tells some really good stories.
Oh, who is it, Mr. Corbett?
O.J. Simpson.
Stop aiming at the television. If you want to change channels, we can always send for the footman with a remote control.
I'm not aiming at the confounded telly, Liz, just above it. I'm, just taking Sarah out of the wedding photos.
That's all right, then.
Yes.
One can't say we ever liked that girl. We see now she's even been dropped from her charity.
Yeah, she'll have been dropped from her bally helicopter. At least she's lost the title.
She won't be called HRH anymore.
Only if it stands for horrendous redhead.
Philip, we do feel, though, that the remaining one may be more trouble.
Remaining one? Oh, the D word, yes. I can't see her going quietly. Unless Charles finds he's left a spare $30 million in his other trousers, I don't know. Where is the boy anyway? I've a good mind to...
One and die together.
Spent all those years in vain, and would row, row forever about Niecy and Camilla again.
Where did I put my gun?
Oh, love, peace, and disagreeable legal bills, man.
Charles, how nice. What brings you here?
Actually, one's just been by the river looking at skulls.
Steady on, boy. I know you like women on the old side, but looking at skulls, I mean...
Wills's school, Peter. Skulls are boats. I've been to Wills's open day.
Oh, I suppose his mother was there, was she?
She was. He didn't introduce me. There was some blonde totter who got a bit familiar as I left. Funny, whenever those press chappies tried to take one's photograph, I kept finding her right behind one.
Smiling?
It's more likely trying to push him into the river. The press were there, eh? Blasted parasites standing astride their confounded aluminium ladders like...
Whoa! Oh, right in a fixed focus. Careful. Oh, Mumsy, Pops, Chazza, divine to see you. Two, two, mwah, mwah,
mwah. Edward, mwah. Stop kissing Charles, boy.
Yes, I do. Mwah, mwah. Ooh, heavy vibes, too much, bro. Mwah, mwah. Divine. Mwah.
He doesn't know which way to turn, you know. And what are you doing on those kitchen steps with a bally box brownie?
Do you like it, Pops? I'm a crapperazzi.
Don't you mean paparazzi?
No, I'm not very good. I'm researching our next mega media project. It's amazing what people do when they see my card that says press.
Yes, I'm not surprised if you wear it there, I tell you. Put that blasted camera down.
My boys at Ardent gave me one.
Did they?
Yes. Said... said they wanted to see me exposing in all directions, flashing at anything that moves. If I keep at it, I could get a spread with the Daily Mail, maybe a pullout.
Oh, God.
Oh, how nice, dear.
Oh, yes, mine will be an exclusive.
Yes, I'm sure Sophie will be glad to hear it. Now, look, boy, don't you think the family have enough trouble from blasted photographers recording our every unguarded intimate moment?
Really, Philip, and what paper was yours in?
What? I mean, Will's school was overrun by those shutter buggers. What do they think gives them the right to go charging in?
Oh, maybe it was because it was open day at a public school. Oh. It's the way I tell them, you know.
Oh, Mar-in-law.
Watch her all. Anyone got a sprazzy for the call box? Only the battery's gone on me cellulite phone. I want to give Ladbrokes a tinkle. Check on a dodgy photo finish.
Grandmama, you know about cameras, do you?
Oh, of course I does, dear. Them pornographers was always trying to catch me and Bertie having a spoon in the state coach rumble seat. Of course they give themselves away.
With their flash guns?
No. More the way they shouted, "Watch the grousey."
But what about this Will's business? Isn't it awful, Grandmama?
Well, it was only the one day, dear. Apart from that, I reckon his school days will be the happiest of his life.
Ah, because they'll keep him away from reporters, cameras and the press.
Oh, no, better than that, Philopides. They'll keep him away from his family.
Science is a wonderful thing, isn't it, eh? Dogs and other pets can now be given second-hand human heart pacemakers to save their lives. But suppose the doctors decide to reverse the process and put animal spare parts into people. And suppose one little old lady inherited her deceased husband's money and decided to spend it all on the new surgery. You think that's a contrived introduction? I think it's a cue for a song. Of that doggies in the widow. You stroke her, she'll sit up and beg. We gave her a doggy hip replacement. And now she keeps lifting her leg. We gave her a doggy liver transplant. Her face is all covered with hairs. She spends all her time attacking postmen and chasing a bog roll downstairs. How much of that doggy's in the widow? You should see the slippers she finds. We gave her a little doggy nose job, and now she sniffs poodles behind. And I read this week that a waiter at a top London restaurant was forced to serve some customers with a broken leg.
Well, I suppose the lamb cutlets must have been off. And some bill on stony ground. But just how widespread is the abuse and exploitation of restaurant staff? Headlines always keen to expose an injustice and have a good laugh about it. Went to find out.
I don't think much of this wine. What is it?
It's a Chateau Bernard Manning. Full-bodied, but with very little taste.
Shall we order something else?
A good idea, darling. Waiter, take this away and bring us a bottle of Chablis, will you?
Oh, God, you're all right. Very good, sir.
Are you all right, waiter? You're covered in cuts and bruises.
I'm afraid I had a bit of a mishap whilst I was out the back fiddling around with the dishwasher.
Really? What happened?
Her old man came in and called me at her.
You really shouldn't be serving customers if you've just been beaten up.
That's what I told the manager, but he insisted I carried on working.
Well, that's outrageous.
Well, he's a very tough man, you know. He learnt his management skills running a place in the Far East.
The Shanghai Hilton?
No, the Burma Railway.
Can't he see you're in terrible pain?
He doesn't care about things like that, madam. He doesn't care. One of our chefs broke both his arms last week, and he was still expected to carry on cooking. He had to fillet a piece of salmon with his feet.
Good heavens.
If you think that's bad, you should see what he used to stir the soup, I promise you.
And what would have happened if the poor man had refused to carry on working?
I expect the manager would have forced him to sit on the mincer.
Ooh.
That's how he punishes the rest of us.
Well, how long is it since you last sat on the mincer?
Oh, about half as long as it was, sir, really. The wife's taken it pretty badly, sir.
Oh, by the sounds of it, you've got more than enough evidence to have your manager charged with assault.
And my husband does know what he's talking about.
Does he?
Yes. Oh, he does. He's a top international lawyer.
Yes.
He recently prosecuted someone for crimes against humanity.
Really, sir? And who was that?
The producer of the Shane Ritchie Experience.
Yeah. Not a bad judge, sir. You're not a bad judge, sir.
I'm sure he'd be more than willing to give you the benefit of his legal expertise.
Well, it's a very kind offer, madam, but it isn't worth the hassle. I shall be leaving shortly.
Oh?
Yeah, oh, well, I've only been working here as a preparation for my next job.
But you spend your every waking hour being abused, intimidated, and subjected to violence. What sort of job could that possibly be a preparation for?
Come along, sir, it's obvious. I'm going to be teaching in an inner-city comprehensive, aren't I? Hey, what about this German music for the Euro 96 theme, eh? Apparently Beethoven's Ode to Joy has been re-recorded by the BBC choir with English words. After Hong Kong, I don't think that's the version they'll be singing on the terraces, do you?
Oi! Cherish what are total plonkers, not exactly leading lights. Blokes who only just beat honkers could get twisted on from great heights.
Pierce plays on, but Beardsley is gone, and Gazza is getting old and fat. As they all remarked in China, he played right a Siri Platt. Will our Telfield four defenders or go back to three again? Those Swiss strikers could extend us. We'd be better off with ten.
With this tune, we're over the moon. It's one of our best defensive tricks. It reminds us of the Germans back in.
Next.
Oh, 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 morning, Doctor.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Friggins. And what might the trouble be this time?
Well, Doctor, you know that cheese rolling festival over the bank holiday?
Yes.
Well, so many people were injured that they're trying to ban it.
Really?
But I spent the whole week rolling cheeses, and when I woke up this morning, this had happened.
Oh, hard cheese.
It is sometimes, Doctor, yes.
Well, I must say that's quite a sizable wedge you have there, yes. Could be Danish blue from the look of things.
right, Doctor. Except I thought it might be Edam on account of the round rectum.
Yes, I can imagine what you think. Fascinating. Well, call me old-fashioned, but I suppose, I'd better take another look.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I say, I hadn't noticed those before.
What?
You appear to have developed a couple of crackers.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Pleasure.
But can't you help me? It's causing my wife terrible problems.
Yes, I bet you're giving her nightmares, aren't you?
It's not that. She says I'm beginning to grate on her.
Yeah. I better take one last look, I think. Dear, oh dear. Still, not to worry.
Oh, tell me, Doctor, will I still be able to enjoy conjugal relations with my wife?
Yes, Mr. Friggins, but one word of advice. When you're making love, do it...
Yes, Doctor?
Very carefully. Did you read about those residents of an old people's home who were sent phone bills amounting to hundreds of pounds for calls made to sex lines, only to discover that a computer hacker had been making them after tapping into their private numbers? Oh, yeah, I must use that excuse next time the wife catches me at it. But is that what really happened? Always anxious for the truth, the headlines disguised itself as a bugging device and attached itself behind the commode in a residential home for the retired. Hello? Is that the Sensi Around Surgical Appliance Emporium, Hernia Bay?
Hello, big boy.
Pardon?
You're through to Filthy Frida.
Frida?
Spanking fun with a wet surgical stocking. Would you like to know what I'm wearing?
Not particularly. I'm in a hurry.
Yes, they all say that. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like my truss straightened, please.
At 49p a minute, anything's possible, Chunky.
Is that what it cost to do repairs? Because I was doing the Velita at a tea dance in our local Wimpy yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
When I spun round too fast on one leg, my appliance slipped and coiled itself round my thigh.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty.
Say steady on, I'm a married man, you know.
Yes, I'm not surprised. You're all the same, you filthy swines. Wouldn't you like to see me in my peekaboo and see it heavy duty directoires?
Hello? 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 Oh, be cut off.
What are you doing with my mobile?
Your mobile?
I've told you before about using that when I'm out.
Oh, shut your hole.
That's nice, isn't it? That's nice. Your eating education certainly did you proud.
Thank you.
Who were you on the phone to this time?
The Surgical Appliance Emporium.
Oh, yes.
I'm after that new Wonder Truss, you know, the one that lifts and separates. Gaw. Mind you, there was a strange old bit of totty answering the phone. A bit kinky, if you ask me.
Give us that phone. Hold up a minute. The number you called is still on the readout display. But... look, there it is. That is the number of the phone in our room. What? My old woman's in there right now. Huh? I'll press it again.
Hello?
Frida?
Filthy Frida!
Filthy Frida. Hello, Frida. Are you up to your old tricks again?
Well, you know what Bob Hoskin says. It's good to talk.
Not that kind of talk, he doesn't. It's disgusting. It's degrading. It's
49p a minute.
It's 49p a minute. Hey? Cool. Blimey, don't waste time gabbing to me. There might be other people waiting to get through.
Here, where can I get one of these mobile phones?
Well, what do you want one for, anyway?
I'm going to start up my own sex chat line.
Oh, yes.
I'll call myself Throbbing Robin.
Oh.
The stud with the quivering zimmer.
You? What for?
Then I won't have to sell my house, so I can afford to spend the rest of my days in this bloody place. Much. This week, an order of monks on Caldy Island announced that all their tourists were staying away because of the Sea Empress oil spillage. Well, those monks are Cistercians.
Bless you.
Thank you. And they're all devoted to silence. But apparently things are so bad, they've now decided they'll actually have to make a TV commercial to promote themselves. Ever curious, the Headlines team popped out for a quick tonsure and headed for Caldy.
Caldy, I'll Caldy, I'll Caldy, I'll Caldy, I'll...
Take that. Brothers, our situation's desperate. No tourists are visiting us.
Oh, dear. Must we fast and mortify ourselves?
No. I've a much better idea.
In that case, let's go for it, brother.
We'll buy some primetime brothers. Step out in style. Let's make our ads Mariah.
Right on, baby.
Make sure you plug that catchphrase.
See, call the aisle.
It's great for peace and quiet. So what if Lions and Longleat? We've got more monks. And brother, are we versatile? Cistercians, the name. And PR's a game. Take off and come to Caldy Isle.
Finally, Stop Press.
Scientists have successfully cultivated acne in a test tube.
Now they're going to join the spots and grow a teenager.
Researchers have shown that the baby's brain activity increases when they look at Liz Hurley.
Well, so would mine if I thought my dinner looked like that.
Terry Venables is psyching his players up for Europe.
He's told them to imagine the opposition as a plane.
Fireman answering a 999 call at a girl's hen night were mistaken for the male stripper.
The one who ran in carrying the hose under his arm said he was lucky to get out alive.
Singer Cher was 50 last week.
Well, parts of her work.
A young actor who recently won $2 million on the lottery also managed to get a part in the new series of The Liverbirds.
It just goes to show you can't have everything, does it?
A paper has been published this week called 19 Things You Should Know About Baked Beans.
I tried to read it in the park, but my copy kept blowing away.
There is now a mobile cash machine.
It's called Fergie.
Judges crowned the wrong beauty queen after two contestants entered with the same name.
Who would have thought there were two Richard Cleggs, eh?
A documentary has revealed that Roy Jenkins was a ladies' man who had a number of affairs.
He couldn't roll his R's, but he knew how to chase it.
A pub in Stroud has installed a vibrator dispensing machine.
Lobby, I bet you can't hear yourself drink during happy hour, don't you?
And that's the end of the Stop Press.
But I'll be back in the autumn unless I get a bunch of flowers from Alan Yentob. Ta-da, ta-da!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Moss and the Headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg, the production assistant Viv Drew. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Ben Warden, Dave Lamb, Mark Brissenden, Stephen Sheridan, Simon Littlefield, Alex Stepanyuk, Jim Love and Stuart Curry, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by J.A. Sinden, Robert Linford, Tom Jameson, Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Ben Alder, Stephen and Storm Hutchinson, P.R. Howell and Trumper Cartwright, Dave Dixon, Gary Beard, Andy Brown, John Holland, Doug Ashington, Terry Godin, Jim Mulholland, John Finch and Gary Neal, Ron Pritchard, Richard Mumford, Nick Thomas, Paul Matthews, Chris Worth and Todd Davidson, Sandra Hardingham and Mark and Carl Williams.
All of whom have been photographed giving a last kiss to our producer,
Phil Bowker.